The route into the Vatnsdalur Valley from the west begins at the junction by the farm of Sveinsstaðir. It passes first through the outer part of Vatnsdalshólar, the Vatnsdalur Hills. These tightly spaced hills, almost close off the mouth of the valley, they are said to be innumerable. Covering a total area of 4 or 5 square kilometers, they offer a delightful landscape for recreational activities. Scouts who gathered here for a jamboree in 1962 made an attempt at counting the hills, reaching the number 1,124. The problem with counting the hills is how to define what an individual hill is, as many are clustered together and some are tiny. There are various theories about how the Vatnsdalshólar hills formed. The most probable explanation is a massive slide of rock from Mount Vatnsdalsfjall on the other side of the valley, which collapsed with such force that it was swept right across the valley. This huge landslide probably took place shortly after the end of the last ice age. The hills comprise a mixture of different types of rock, such as basalt and rhyolite, which occur on Mount Vatnsdalsfjall. The farm of Vatnsdalshólar nestles among the hillocks of the same name. In the mid-20th century, farmer Kristján Vigfússon gave a piece of land to the Society of Húnavatnssýsla people in Reykjavík. The society has cultivated a fine wood there named Þórdísarlundur, Þórdís's Grove, in honor of Þórdís, daughter of the first settler Ingimundur. She was the first person born in Húnavatnssýsla, as mentioned before. In the wood is a memorial to Þórdís along with barbecue facilities for visitors. From Þórdísarlundur, a footpath leads to 3 stapar. The Vatnsdalsá Angling Club has a cabin, Flóðvangur, built in 1964 by the Þórdísarlækur brook near the wood. In the interwar years, the Vatnsdalsá River started to attract anglers, and it is now one of Iceland's most popular salmon rivers. Miðhús is the next farm south of Þórdísarlundur. It was originally part of the Breiðabólstaður estate, which has long been abandoned. Vatnsdælasaga tells of a warrior, Faxabrandur, who accompanies Jökull, Ingimundur's son, to a fight, a duel, with Finnbogi the Strong at Stóraborg in Víðidalur. Faxabrandur's farmstead is generally known as Faxabrandstaðir or Faxabrandur's place. Above the relics of the farmstead at Breiðabólstaður are traces of older buildings, and these are believed to be the remains of Faxabrandur's homestead. The site was excavated in the late 19th century, and in 2006 further surveys and excavations were carried out. The site includes field walls and the foundations of a number of buildings, including what is probably a longhouse. By the road is an information sign about the site and its connection with Vatnsdælasaga. The site, which has been a listed heritage site since 1930, is a short walk from the road. Mount Hnjúkshnjúkur, literally Peak's Peak, is a striking feature as one moves beyond the Vatnsdalshólar hills, as it partially closes off the valley. At the south of the peak is a farm of the same name, which was the home of Kolfinna Ávaldadóttir, long ago in saga times. In the saga of Hallfreður, the troublesome poet, she is the object of the poet's affections. In Icelandic folklore, elves or hidden people are reputed to live in rocky places, and Hnjúkur is no exception. In the late 19th century, a couple named Jón Thorsteinsson and Engilráð Stefansdóttir lived at Hnjúkur. An elven woman who lived in the rocks often appeared to Engilráð both in dreams and when she was awake, especially if the elven family was short of food. Engilráð would leave out plenty of food out in the pantry for her elven friend, and it was always gone by morning. Helgavatn, Holy Lake, is now called Helgavatnstjörn, Holy Lake Pond. It marked the western boundary of the property of Ingimundur the Aged. There are trout in the pond. According to Vatnsdælasaga, the farm of Sleggjustaðir was above Helgavatn. At Flaga, farmer Magnús Stefánsson built a concrete house around 1919. This is one of the oldest buildings of its kind in the Vatnsdalur Valley, which remains standing. A short distance from Flaga is Gilstaðir. At Stekkjarholt, a short distance from the farmhouse by the old road, is a mound known as Ingolf's Leiði, Ingolf's Grove. This is believed to be the resting place of Ingolf Thorstensson the Fair, a character in the saga of Hallfreður the Troublesome Poet. Ingólfur expressed a wish to be buried near the track and a custom arose of throwing a stone onto his burial mound for good luck. Ingólfur, as his sobriquet implies, was a handsome man and popular with the ladies, as indicated by a poem in the saga of Hallfreður.
All the girls longed to go with Ingólfur, the ones who were fully grown. Poor me, said the last too little. I too, declared the crone, shall go with Ingólfur, as long as two teeth stick in my upper gum.
Below the road on the boundary of Gilstaðir and Kornsá is Kattarauga, Cat's Eye, a small deep pond with two floating islands. Water flows constantly through the pond. In the bottom is a spring, the Cat's Eye, after which the pond is named. Kattarauga has been a listed nature heritage site since 1975. There is an information sign at the pond. In the late 19th century, Kornsá was the home of District Commissioner Lárus Blöndal and his wife Kristín Ásgeirsdóttir. In 1881, he built a two-story wooden house with French windows and a zinc roof. The house has now been restored. Lárus was well known for his love of music, singing and entertaining. In the 1880s, the Vatnsdalur Valley was known for its quint song. At that time, the old Icelandic tradition of quint song harmony, in which two voices move in parallel fifths, was dying out in most parts of the country. Bjarni Thorsteinsson, who wrote a huge volume on Icelandic folk song, devoted a whole chapter to song in Vatnsdalur. According to Bjarni's book, District Commissioner Lárus was a fine singer, while Vatnsdalur also had many other singers of quint song. In 1879, a heathen grave, dating from before Iceland adopted Christianity around 1000 AD, was discovered at Kornsá, which contained grave goods including a steel cap, scissors, a bone knife and comb, a bronze scale weight, buttons, along with a woman's skull. Kornsá was the home of Þórdís, daughter of the settler Ingimundur. This may be her grave. Kornsárgil, the Kornsá River Gorge, lies behind the farmstead, a deep gorge with waterfalls. It is possible to walk up by the river by a picturesque but rather steep route. At the south of the Kornsá estate is the farm Nautabú, cattle farm, originally the same as Undirfell. Nautabú was the home of Þórir Goldþæ, one of the sons of Ingimundur the Aged. He took over the chieftainship after his father's day. He is described as a fine man and big, with a talent for commerce. At Nautabú's moor, south of the farmhouse at Kornsá, are traces of a farmstead dating from before AD 1000. The site is a listed heritage site and an information sign has been erected. Undirfell derives its name from the fell above the farm, probably originally named Undornfell. The present church is built of concrete. Designed by Rögnvaldur Ólafsson, Iceland's first architect, it was built in 1915. On the riverbank at Undirfell is a sheep corral, used in autumn when the farmers of the region round up their sheep from the mountain pastures. The next farms are Snæringstaðir and Brúsastaðir. To the east of the river is Hofsmelar and to the west Ásmelar and the farmstead of Ás. This was the assembly site for the district over the centuries and so it is known as the Ás district. According to Vatnsdæla saga, great events took place at Ás. Ingimundur had taken in a troublemaker named Hrolleifur and his mother Ljót, a name that means ugly, and allowed them to live at Ás. Hrolleifur and Ingimundur's son did not get along. They quarreled over fishing in the river and this led them to fight, When Ingimundur, now an old man, tried to intervene, Hrolleifur killed him. After prolonged plotting, Ingimundur's sons took their revenge by attacking Hrolleifur and his mother at their home at Aus. The saga says,
both were equally strong, and they both rolled down the bank, tumbling over each other. When the brothers arrived, Høgni said, what monster is this coming towards us? I don't know what it is. Thorstein replied, that's Ljót the crone. Look how bizarrely she's got herself up. She had pulled her clothes up over her head and walked backwards with her head thrust between her legs. The look in her eyes was hideous. She could dart them like a troll. Thorstein said to Jökull, kill Hrolleifur now. You've wanted to do it for a long time. Jökull replied, I'm quite ready for it now. Then he hacked off his head and told him that he would never come back to haunt them. Well, well, said Ljót, I came very near to being able to avenge my son Hrolleifur, and you sons of Ingimundur are very lucky men. Thorstein replied, how do you make that out? She said that she had intended to change the whole lie of the land there. An old of you would have run wild and been driven crazy with fear out among the wild animals, and that's how things would have turned out if you had not spotted me before I saw you. Thorstein said that it was no surprise that the luck of each had changed. Then Ljót the crone expired in a troll-like rage, and she and her son are now out of this saga.
Ljótunarkinn is a grassy slope at Aus where traces of an ancient farmstead and field walls are still visible. Ljótunarkinn was listed as a heritage site in 1930. By the road just north of the farm of Aus is an information sign, and a footpath leads to the Ljótunarkinn site. Móhella is a building near the farm of Ásbrekka. It housed the local community center and school. Móhella has now been restored. Saurbær was the home of farmer Grímur Gíslason and his wife Sesselja Svavarsdóttir. As a young man, Grímur started to plant trees at Saurbær in 1928, and forestry has continued there ever since. Grímur was a talented chanter of verses in the traditional style. Haukagil, or Haukur Ravine, is located above the farm of the same name. When Þorvaldur the far-traveled was preaching the Christian faith in Iceland in the 10th century, along with Bishop Frederick, the two missionaries were at Haukagil when two terrifying crazed warriors, or berserks, arrived. Both were named Haukur. The bishop had three fires made on the floor of the longhouse.
Then the bishop blessed the fires. He said, now the benches must be packed with the most courageous men carrying great cudgels, because steel will not cut them, and thus the berserks will be beaten to death. When the berserks entered, they went inside and walked through the fires, and they were severely burned and became very frightened of the fiery heat and made straight for the benches. They were then beaten to death and carried up along the ravine, which has since been called Haukagil, Haukur Ravine.
The Álftaskálará River, generally known as Álka, flows down a deep, narrow gorge between Haukagil and Grímstunga. Salmon migrate up the river to breed, and there is angling along about 2.5 kilometers of the riverbank. A walking route has been marked out by the gorge from Þvergil to the Sílavatnslækur brook.